From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. 10 convicted Russian agents have arrived in Vienna on a charter flight after being deported from the U.S., the latest move in a spy swap between the United States and Russia that's reminiscent of similar deals during the Cold War. The 10 admitted in federal court to acting as unregistered foreign agents. In Moscow, Russian President Dmitry Medvedev has pardoned four people convicted of spying for the West, and a U.S. jet carrying the four has taken off from Vienna. NPR's Jackie Northam reports some of the four are in poor health, which added to the urgency of the negotiations that led to the deal.
Officials from the Departments of State and Justice say there were not any earlier negotiations for the release of the four prisoners convicted by the Russian government of spying for the U.S. However, following the arrests earlier this week of 10 people accused of spying for Russia, the U.S. saw an opportunity and moved quickly to try to secure the release of the four incarcerated in Russia. The U.S. officials also said the Russian authorities demanded the four people released under the spy swap had to sign a statement admitting guilt as part of their release. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Washington.
Explosions triggered by a suicide bomber riding a motorcycle have killed at least 40 people in Pakistan. NPR's Julie McCarthy in Lahore says dozens of others were injured in the attack.
The bomb that killed women and children ripped through the bazaar where the office of the district's chief political officer is located. Television images show scenes of devastation, with reports that half of the bazaar has been destroyed. Dozens of vehicles have been reduced to charred wreckage. The bombing is a sign of the militants' resistance despite ongoing operations against them. Two major offensives last year to eliminate the homegrown Taliban in the northwest have ignited retaliation. Islamist militants have killed hundreds of people in attacks across the country. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Lahore.
The sound of rioting in Oakland, California, as angry protesters broke windows and looted stores following a court verdict in Los Angeles in the killing of an unarmed black man by a white former transit police officer. Police using bullhorns tried to disperse the crowds that took to the streets.
You guys ready to move? Let's go about 50 yards out.
Prosecutors had sought a murder conviction in the case, but a jury opted for the lesser offense of involuntary manslaughter. That angered the victim's mother, Wanda Johnson.
My son was murdered. He was murdered. He was murdered.
California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger has issued a statement urging people to remain calm and not to resort to violence over the verdict. More heavy rains in Texas today are prompting additional evacuations in low-lying communities along the Rio Grande as residents brace for flooding there. The river was already swollen by rain from Hurricane Alex. Now the remnants of a tropical depression are soaking the region. This is NPR News from Washington. The latest suicide attack in Iraq has killed at least five people, including three Iraqi army officers. More than a dozen others were injured. A suicide bomber drove a car packed with explosives up to an army checkpoint in West Baghdad and detonated a blast. Dozens of people have been killed in Iraq this week from attacks on Shiite Muslim pilgrims. The Obama administration is set to issue a new moratorium on deep water oil drilling in the Gulf of Mexico after a federal appeals court sided with a lower court that rejected the first drilling ban. NPR's Kathy Lohr reports the appeals panel ruled the government failed to prove there would be irreparable harm if the ban did not take effect.
Drilling deep water wells in the Gulf is legal for now, but oil industry representatives say it's not clear whether companies will resume drilling, especially with Interior Secretary Ken Salazar intending to issue a new ban soon. Samuel Jaberga is with Hornbeck Offshore, one of the companies that challenged the moratorium.
It's shocking that, you know, in this economy and in light of the difficulty that this state has already endured, the administration just doesn't seem to want to consider the interests of the public here in Louisiana.
But environmental groups that support the ban say it's necessary to protect tourism, recreation, and fishing interests. And they contend with one spill already in the Gulf, there would be no resources to clean up a possible second spill. Kathy Lohr, NPR News, New Orleans.
Cheers in Miami on word that NBA All-Star LeBron James will leave the Cleveland Cavaliers and play for the Miami Heat this season. James insists money was not the reason. He said the move gives him the best opportunity to win now and in the future. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News.